Hello, thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Hi, Felicia. You guys have me signed up for a subscription with you guys that I never signed up for.
Okay, I can take a look at that for you. What's your zip code?
89433.
And your first and last name?
Anna Cameron.
Anna, ANNA.
Yes.
Cameron, CAMERON.
Correct.
Okay, Ms. Cameron, I'm not showing an account under that zip code. What's the last four of the card number that was used or that you're being charged on?
I believe it was 92 or 9122, something like that.
Can you just verify so I can make sure so I can locate your account to make sure of the
Yeah,
transaction for you?
let me try and look it up. Hold on 1 second. Two nine two two.
2922.
Yeah.
Okay, Ms. Cameron, can you verify your address for me?
350 Harbor Cove Drive.
Okay, and your email is acameron516080@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, now I do see where there's an attempt to charge you, but it looks like the payment was declined, so there has been no charges collected on your account.
Yeah, I just want to see if you guys can delete my information because I canceled that card because I never signed up for that, and I've never even heard of you guys before.
Okay, yes, I can go
So,
ahead and update your account to stop any further attempts.
yes, please, because I don't even have that money in my account for it to even be taken out, and I have never signed up with anything with you guys.
Do you recall completing a survey with Costco or Amazon and maybe your cell phone provider?
No.
No? Okay. Well, what we can do, Ms. Cameron, is we can go ahead and start an investigation and run the IP address. And that will give us the exact location of where this order was placed from. So once we finish the investigation, we'll notify you back. But in the meantime, I will go ahead and cancel your account to stop any further attempts to charge your card, okay?
Yeah, all I did was on Facebook there's a Walmart thing saying that they were having a sale for something like for a mixer, and I did the sale thing for it, and then it said that I won the prize or whatever.
Yes, so that's what happened. When you did that survey, it automatically enrolls you into the meal plan. So that's why you saw those attempts to charge your card. So
It
give
didn't
me
say
one
anything
second and I
about.
can read over your terms and conditions, Ms. Cameron. I read them every
So,
single day.
is there just any way you can take my information off? Because I had to get a whole new card because I didn't sign up for $59.89 worth of a charge.
But when you complete that KitchenAid survey, if you read over your terms, it will explain that you are on by completing this survey for the KitchenAid mixer. You are also authorizing us to debit you for the meal plan, which is billed monthly at that
It did
cost
not
that you.
say any, it did not say
Ma'am, I'm
that
not
at
here to go
all.
back and forth with you, ma'am. It looks like you did not read over the terms that was provided to you when you submitted your order. But if you don't mind holding, I will happily cancel your account. But I read those terms every day. And I've been with the company now for about 12 years, so I'm fully aware of those terms. And yes, ma'am, it does tell you that information. If you read that, you will see that as well.
Okay, I did not see that. So if there's
That's
any way
because
you
it
could
was
fix
not
that,
read
much
thoroughly, because
better.
if it had been read thoroughly, it asks you before you put in your card number, have you read the terms in full? And do you authorize your card to be debited for $59.89 by completing the KitchenAid survey?
I have a screenshot. It did not say any of that. I just
Ma'am,
took a
go back
screenshot of what
online
it
and read
said.
up. That's fine, but you didn't take the full screenshot because had you did so, then you would see those terms and conditions where it explained that to you. Is there anything
Regardless,
else for you, Ms. Cameron?
clearly that's not what I was wanting to sign up for. So, yeah, what you can do is take my information off your guys' account.
Is there anything else for you? I can see what I can do for you.
You could see what you can do? Mm-hmm. Are you telling me you can't take my card information off with your account?
What I'll do is I'll go ahead and notate the account, then we'll contact the card company and let them know what we're signed up for, and then they can go from there with you.
I already notified them, and they're telling me to contact you and have you guys withdraw my information because they've already done what they can do to take everything off on their end.
Okay, we'll contact them and notify them of the account, but I will go ahead and cancel your account. Is there anything else for you?
Just cancel the account.
Thanks for calling customer care.
How do I know that you canceled it?
You'll receive an email within 24 hours.
Okay, thank you.